Consumer prices up 3.4% through April, in line with estimates. By John Carney on May 15, 2024. The consumer price index rose 0.3% in April compared with the previous month. Compared with 12 months earlier, prices are up 3.4%, according to the Department of Labor. Economists had forecast a 0.3% increase in the month-to-month figure and a 3.4% rise over 12 months. Last month, the Labor Department said the consumer price index rose 0.4% from the prior month and 3.5% compared with a year earlier. Core inflation, which excludes food and energy, rose 0.3% for the month. Compared with a year ago, core inflation is up 3.6%, slightly less than the 3.8% reported in March. The index of food was flat in April compared with the previous month and is up 2.2% compared with a year earlier. Grocery store prices declined 0.2% while restaurant prices rose 0.3%. Energy prices climbed 1.1% compared with the prior month, boosted by 2.8% increase in gasoline prices. The prices of goods excluding energy fell 0.1%, the second consecutive monthly decline. New car prices dropped 0.4% and used car prices fell 1.4%. Car insurance prices rose 1.8% in April. Clothing prices rose a steep 1.2%. Services prices rose 0.4% compared with March and are up 5.3% over the year-ago level. Inflation surged in the first few months of this year after declining last year from decades-long highs. When the consumer price index jumped higher in January, many analysts said it was likely a seasonal anomaly and forecast inflation would soon start falling again. Instead, inflation came in higher than expected in February and March as well. Over the first 3 months of the year, core inflation rose at a 4.6% annual rate. That is the highest three-month annualized inflation for any period between August 1991 and 2020, according to Harvard economist Jason Furman. Consumer inflation hit its recent peak of 9.2% in June of 2022 and then retreated as the Federal Reserve raised interest rates at a record pace. The unsnarling of supply chains was a major disinflationary force in the prices of goods. The Fed came into the year anticipating that it would cut rate its benchmark federal funds interest rate 3 times. But officials said that rate cuts would not start until the data gave them more confidence that inflation would return to their target of 2%. The worse-than-expected inflation reports in January, February, and March have caused officials and markets to pare back rate cut expectations, with markets moving to reflect expectations of just 1 or 2 cuts by the end of this year.